This is Bob Burdell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Algoma Boulevard will shut down tomorrow for construction of a new water and sewer line. The closure will be in effect until late October. Crews have been working in the area for a while now. Detour signs will be directing motorists to High Street, which becomes two-way traffic as of tomorrow. No Mo may be coming back. The city council will discuss the idea tonight. The city may require residents who don't plan to mow their lawns during May to register with the city. The idea is to help bees and other pollinators by leaving your grass lawn. Some residents complained last year that No Mow May turned into No Mow June and then occasional mowing for July and August for some of their neighbors. The council is also expected to give the go-ahead to building a new Parks Department building to replace the old one on Whistle Avenue. The cost of the project has soared all the way from $6.6 million to $10 million. Talk about sticker shock. Congressman Glenn Grothman is spending part of his Easter week on the U.S.-Mexican border. Grothman has been an outspoken critic of the Biden administration's border policy and claims that eliminating Title 42 could bring even more illegals into the USA. The County Board of Canvas will meet tomorrow for a couple of recounts in county board races. In both District 25 and 32, the races were decided last week by less than 10 votes. Karen Powers and Shauna Zastra are currently leading those races. Mark your calendars for the annual Oshkosh Empty Bowls fundraiser. It's May 15th. Empty Bowls is an event to raise awareness and money to fight to end hunger. Those who attend are able to select handmade bowls and then sample soups and breads from 20 area restaurants. The bowls are then taken home as a reminder that someone's bowl is always empty. The event again is May 15th at the Howard. For more information or to buy tickets, go to emptybowls.com. And finally, I'll have that major Waterfest announcement for you, not today, but on Thursday's Newsworthy. Newsworthy is always brought to you by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. We'll see you back here on Thursday on the Chamber website.